The National Science Teachers Association is endorsing a teaching tool which says Darwinian evolution is mindless and has no purpose. I'm Casey Luskin, and welcome to ID the Future. In a recent ID the Future podcast, we heard that the U.S. National Academy of Sciences published a guide for teachers teaching evolution, which says that the implications of evolution include accepting, quote, fundamental randomness and unpredictability, a lack of a grand design, a perception that the theory portends a loss of meaning and purpose in our lives, unquote. Now the National Science Teachers Association, an ardently pro-evolution outfit, is promoting a new evolution teaching tool intended to be shown to students and using similarly materialistic language. Using a title that sounds kind of like it was ripped off from Jonathan Wells' 10 Questions to Ask Your Biology Teacher About Evolution, the NSTA-endorsed curriculum consists of a DVD and booklet collectively titled EVO, 10 Questions Everyone Should Ask About Evolution. In the opening lesson, What is Evolution?, we're told that the answer to any question about how organisms arose is, naturally, evolution. Douglas Futuma, a widely known evolution textbook author, makes the pitch, stating, quote, "That led me to be interested in learning about how all of these wonderful organisms had come to be, and the answer to that, of course, is evolution," unquote. The film then sets out to gain the trust of students as a prelude to converting them from what it calls their creationist beliefs. The video focuses on a meeting of evolutionary biologists who, quote, "agree about the basics of evolution," unquote. It then says, quote, "these scientists are our guides," unquote. In other words, trust what the scientists say at every step. Just in case any doubt remains, the film later states, quote, "there is no controversy within the scientific community about Darwin's basic ideas," unquote. The next segment, Who is Charles Darwin?, continues in the same conversionary vein. It discusses the mockingbirds Darwin studied on the Galapagos Islands, noting that isolated populations of birds on different islands evolved differently. According to the video, quote, "eventually, after a long time, they each became a different species," unquote. The film then shows drawings of those three different species of mockingbirds, which to my eyes look essentially identical. Not much evidence for evolution here. If the film had its way, this extremely modest evidence for evolution would overturn the most cherished beliefs of its viewers. According to the video, Darwin reasoned that if the mockingbirds shared a common ancestor, then maybe, quote, "all organisms, all of life, had descended from one common ancestor," unquote. It's here that the film's evangelizing efforts really get going. It notes that Darwin started off as a creationist, but then says about evolution that, quote, "while this conclusion went against Darwin's basic beliefs, he didn't turn away from the evidence," unquote. The not-so-subtle message is that you too shouldn't be giving up your creationist beliefs to become an evolutionist. A later segment features Daniel Dennett, who wrote in his book Breaking the Spell that others may see him as, quote, "just another liberal professor trying to cajole them, his readers, out of some of their convictions, and they are dead right about that. That's what I am, and that's exactly what I'm trying to do," unquote. In the EVO video, Dennett explains how natural selection works, and he's not shy about driving home a materialist message. After saying that, quote, "the idea of evolution by natural selection is first of all the best idea anybody ever had," unquote, he goes on to say, quote, "we look around the world and see that everything is wonderfully designed. The wing of the eagle, the human eye, the way flowering plants work, everything we see in nature is magnificently designed. There's no question about that. Where on earth did this design come from?" The traditional answer is from something even more wonderful still, namely from God. What Darwin showed is there's another answer. The design can percolate from the bottom up. We can have a process which is itself not designed, which is mindless and has no purpose. There's a purely mechanical process that just grinds away for billions of years, and it produces things that are ever more designed so that it takes all that design work, which was traditionally assigned to the Creator, and it breaks it up into trillions of little pieces that are mindlessly accumulated by this process, this very abstract process of natural selection, unquote. Later, the film again features Douglas Futuma claiming that mutations are random and that natural selection lacks purpose, stating, quote, "it's very hard to predict what the next mutation would be, so that aspect of evolution is random. But the other aspect of evolution, the one that Darwin recognized and conceived of, namely natural selection, is not random. It doesn't have a purpose. It's predictable, but it's not random," unquote. This comports with what Futuma wrote in one of his own evolutionary biology textbooks, where he stated, quote, "by coupling undirected, purposeless variation to the blind, uncaring process of natural selection, Darwin made theological or spiritual explanations of the life processes superfluous," unquote. So there's the message of this NSTA-endorsed curriculum in a nutshell. Darwinian evolution is not itself designed, but is mindless and has no purpose. The booklet that comes with the video reinforces this message, stating that, quote, natural selection lacks purpose, unquote. Well, natural selection may lack purpose, but this film certainly doesn't. The booklet also uses clips from Inherit the Wind to bully students into accepting Darwinism. It sends a clear message that if students don't surrender to Darwin, they'll get called names. In this case, names like evolution denier or creationist. In the segment, What is the Controversy?, the video warns that, quote, there are some people out there who deny evolution, unquote, and says that, quote, most of these evolution deniers are creationists, unquote. It then shows clips from the fictional movie Inherit the Wind, where the John Scopes character is placed under arrest for teaching evolution. The hymn, Give Me That Old-Time Religion, plays in the background throughout the segment, while the film shows newspaper clips that try to paint Darwin skeptics as censors. The film then turns to intelligent design and discusses the Dover case, asserting that, quote, in this case, the evolution deniers argued that there is a legitimate science called intelligent design that should be taught in biology classes, unquote. Of course, the film then quotes Judge Jones saying ID is nothing more than a religious belief. The message is that Darwin skeptics are trying to censor Darwinism in the name of old-time religion, and if you agree with them, then you're a denier who promotes censorship. Of course, nothing is made of the fact that today it's the Darwin lobby that aims to enforce censorship, trying to conceal from students any evidence that challenges Darwinian evolution. This video continues the Darwin lobby's long-standing clever scheme of engaging in outright censorship directed against non-Darwinian scientific viewpoints, while simultaneously trying to convince the world that it's the opponents of Darwin who are the censors. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.